Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Well, that was a fun conversation that we had during the song.
Yeah, well,
I think so far, so good. We're making this happen.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you, Philip.
Philip!
Thank you, Philip.
We're going to go get breakfast.
We are. We're going to give him some. We're going to go to Homegrown.
It doesn't open until 7, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock. He said he's going to be here all morning. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Let's buy him breakfast.
He's like, yeah, I bought one of your horrible egg salad sandwiches out of the machine down there.
And, who does that?
Does he want coffee?
Well, nobody
he
does
wants
that.
Food, you know? He's
I got coffee
hungry.
From the kitchen.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got coffee. In the. We're like, okay, we're going to buy you breakfast. I'll buy.
Should we get more coffee right now, though?
Sure. I bet he'd love a coffee. Vinny, would you like a small black coffee?
Yeah, I'll hit some coffee.
All right, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But I will definitely.
I'd like
definitely.
A small black as well, please.
Got it.
All right. You know which card to grab, right?
Car?
Card.
Oh, right.
You know which card. All right. So, I do have this is good.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is,
it
this is.
This is
a good present for our listeners right now. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to John Legend's Christmas show this Saturday. At the Fox Theater in Oakland.
Oh,
is this a Christmas song?
No,
that was Yuzette's favorite song, but oh. I want to play this. I should play this for you instead.
You know this is going to be a great show. I wonder if Chrissy Teigen will be there. And
when
kids.
Is this show?
This Saturday.
Oh, my.
This Saturday is December 22nd. We
oh,
are
that's
minutes
nice.
Away from Christmas.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's pretty. Turn that up. Do we know? Oh, that's that chick. That's the bass playing chick.
Oh, what's her name? Something Spalding?
I can't
Esmeralda
think.
Spalding?
Esmeralda Spalding.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Give him a point. Yeah, she's excellent.
Keep your point. Give me my $5.
There's no $5. It wasn't an official game.
Take it off his tally. I don't know why you guys are racking him up so much.
Yeah.
He's got like $110.
I know.
Worked that off in 2019. We'll play more games. I'll make that my resolution. More
games.
I got a game
for you this time.
Oh, great. So we can add $5 to your tally.
No.
Yeah, if I win, I get $5.
You won't win.
Yeah, I know. Well, you don't give me multiple choice like I give you. You got to give me multiple choice.
Anyway.
Call now. 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to John Legend's Christmas show this Saturday night. That is a great show. That's mm-hmm. at the Fox. That's an intimate setting.
I bet his wife will be there, too.
That's what I was thinking. Will Chrissy Teigen be in town?
Wait, the yeah. Fox in Oakland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty big.
Yeah, but it's a lot more. It's not like going to see him at like the SAP
no.
Center
no,
or something.
No, no,
it's,
you're
you know,
right.
that's a cool place to see him. That's going to be fun. What do you think that place holds, like 3,000 more?
Oh, you think that much?
I don't know. I think it's like one of those mid-size, small venues, you know?
I don't know, but I never sit down when I'm there.
Oh,
yeah,
right
it's
about
standing
there.
Room only. It seems like it's standing room only.
Yeah, I saw Tenacious D there, I think, at the Fox.
I've you seen did. A bunch of stuff yeah. there.
Yeah. Vinny, people are saying is Esperanza.
Esperanza.
What did I say?
Esmeralda.
Oh, okay.
Esperanza
Spalding, right,
Spalding.
Yeah.
Esperanza. Is that right?
Esperanza, yeah.
Yeah.
Esperanza.
She's great.
I love that venue, though. So, yes, people, you're going to have a great time. And it's a neat part of town, too. There's restaurants nearby.
Oh, yeah.
You can go get some food.
Oh, it's a cool little downtown. Mm-hmm. I think I might have seen Michael Franti there one time, too.
Oh, I saw Metallica, Mastodon.
Oh, that'd be a great place to see
Sublime
Metallica.
With Rome.
So small.
A bunch of shows. It's a great spot.
Yeah, that's
I think
good.
I only saw Harry Connick Jr. and it was just beautiful. Years and years ago. Mm. He was great.
Yeah, he's amazing too. Not as good as John Legend, though. That's good. This is going to be the best show that ever happened
yeah!
at the Fox, and you can have tickets if you're calling in. Okay, well, I'm going to start with sad news. I feel like 75 is too young. These days, man, if you die under 80, I feel like you got robbed. 80, all right. So Penny Marshall has passed away.
Right.
I love the name Penny. I have an Aunt Penny.
I have a friend whose daughter is named Penny.
Penny's adorable. Is it Penelope?
It is.
Yeah, it's cute.
I think it is. I don't know. But we call her Penny.
Yeah.
But she's cute as a button, and it's definitely the cutest name. Fits her very well.
Penny.
Penny Marshall, though, I was an absolute Laverne and Shirley because it was paired with Happy Days and I was a Happy Days fan, I stayed right through.
Right. Lenny and Squiggy.
Carmine Ragusa.
My God.
The big ragu. Yeah.
It's so funny.
And then I was, so as I sort of looked around on Instagram at one point yesterday and people were doing their little, I want to say it was Anna Armstrong.
Oh, did she have something
to say? She put something up and she was like, what did she drink? Pepsi and milk?
Yes, exactly. Pepsi. Yeah, it was Pepsi.
Was it Pepsi and milk? She'd written a couple of the things that Laverne did, and that the rubber tree plant. Do you remember the song?
Song that they would sing when one was in a bad mood.
Yeah,
little
old ant thought he could move a rubber tree plant. Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but they had high hopes. He had high hopes.
How in the hell?
He had high apple pie
in the sky.
Sky hopes. Just remember that ant. Whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Oh my God, funny.
Well,
that's funny. I had actually forgotten about that. That's sweet.
Besides that, though, she was a very accomplished director.
She was.
And did a bunch of movies that you probably would go, oh.
Oh, she did that? Oh, she did that?
Right.
So she passed away yesterday, Monday, reportedly from complications from diabetes.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was previously a smoker for a long time.
She was diagnosed with brain and lung cancer in 2009.
Right. Yeah. So
and
nothing
lived another
involved
9 years.
That.
No, it didn't have to do with that. Did she beat lung cancer? Did she beat brain cancer? I mean,
I don't know.
It's been 9 years. Maybe it's just like a management thing. Anyway, they're saying it's complications from diabetes. She was absolutely most famous as Laverne DeFazio on Laverne and Shirley.
7-8.
Shamil.
Shamazel.
Hasenbeth Incorporated.
The kids have never seen this, though. They know her from, what did she direct?
She directed, in the 80s and 90s, she did a ton of stuff, actually. She did a Whoopi Goldberg movie called Jumpin' Jack Flash, but her breakthrough was Big, the Tom Hanks movie.
Yes.
Boom. Everybody's seen
that. That was the first movie directed by a woman to gross more than $100 million at the box office. And they say that in today's dollars, that would have been $250 to $300 million. Mm. She also broke the $100 million mark with The League of Their Own.
Yes.
Which was a great
another Tom
movie.
Hanks movie.
Yeah. She did the Robin Williams. Was that a De Niro movie too?
It was.
Awakenings?
In Alaska, right?
Oh, was that in Alaska? I saw it.
I thought that was.
Yeah, that's a Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is the cop?
I thought he was the doctor.
You're
he brings
two
back. He
you're
brings
mixing
back
two movies
Robert
up.
De Niro.
Yeah, so he's a. Robin Williams is a doctor.
Yeah.
And De Niro, I guess, was in a coma.
I thought he was autistic or had just no.
No, and then they used this like weird combination of a drug, and it woke him up for a while, but then it would have been a war state. Yeah.
The movie you were talking about in Alaska is the one with Pacino.
Oh, okay. I often
it's a Robin Williams movie
up.
With Pacino.
What's it called? Uh-huh.
I don't remember, but it's excellent. Mm.
It's not that 1 hour photo. That's set in like.
No, that's totally something else.
So it's called Insomnia.
That's
it. That's
it. Right.
And that's also a Christopher Nolan movie. He did the Batman films.
So she did a Danny DeVito comedy called Renaissance Man, a Whitney Houston movie called The Preacher's Wife. That sounds
familiar. Sure.
That's
with Denzel. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore's Riding in Cars with Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother, who was, I think, 8 or 9 years older than her, was Gary Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy who created Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley. He adapted The Odd Couple for TV when it was Tony Randall?
Yes, and Jack Klugman.
Jack Klugman. That was her first role on TV. She played Jack Klugman's secretary.
To this day, that
Myrna.
Is one of
Myrna,
my
right.
one of my favorite guests we've had on this show.
Gary
Marshall, her,
he was
her
great.
Brother. And you know who he brought in, right?
Anne Hathaway. That was the princess.
Oh, yeah.
The Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries?
Yeah, but that was before she broke.
Right? It was
yeah,
filmed.
That
her.
Was when she was. She was a little girl.
Yeah.
Even. I want to say she was 19.
I don't
maybe
even know.
20.
I wasn't. You know what? I didn't even notice her because I was all
well,
dizzy.
Happy
over
days
Gary
all
Marshall.
The way, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Gary passed away 2 years ago. He was 81 at the time. So they're saying that she broke a lot of ground as a director. She was married twice to a guy named Michael Henry for a few years in the 60s and to Rob Reiner from 71 to 79. She also dated Art Garfunkel in the 80s. They never married, but they were, I guess they stayed really close friends. So Rob Reiner, who she was married to, 71 to 79, he tweeted, "I loved Penny. I grew up with her. She was born with a great gift. She was born with a funny bone and the instinct of how to use it. I was very lucky to have lived with her and her funny bone. I will miss her." No word yet from Art, but a while back, he actually praised Penny for helping him through his depression. He said, "Penny's a sweet human being who can bring anybody down to earth. We had a lot of laughs, great sex, and a ton of party nights."
Uh-oh.
Nice. I was like, I am going to read that quote.
You know what's interesting about Penny Marshall and her, I don't know, recent later in life? She's such a basketball fan. She was known to be at the Clippers games, like every time they played.
They say that
she loved them.
She and Lil Bow Wow were really close friends because of basketball. Apparently, I don't know, do they have season tickets right next to each other or something? But he was like, she was great. He called her Ms. Marshall.
One of the shows, sports shows I watch, they were saying that she would go to the games early, stay through the whole game, and hang afterward. Like, she loved the, you know how everybody else, and myself included, is like, we better get out of here.
Right.
It's going to be.
Well, she probably hung to, like, let the traffic dissipate.
Well, if you like it enough and you got nowhere to be, why would you leave?
Right. Well, and I'm sure they probably had someplace comfortable for Ms. Marshall to hang out. Yeah, it's a big loss. You know, kids, maybe you don't get it. You know, go to TV Land and binge some Laverne and Shirley. It was a weird, quirky, charming little show, just about kind of regular dopey people trying to make their way.
I don't know if it holds up.
Maybe it does.
Kids,
maybe it does. You know what Happy
go
Days
see
does?
Big.
Yeah,
Big.
You know
Big
what?
Holds
Big
up.
Big does hold up. Oh God, Big is actually an absolutely great movie. Mm-hmm. My kids used to watch Big all the time when they were little.
Yeah, there are some great scenes in that.
Oh my God,
like all time great movie scenes.
Yeah.
You know, League of Their Own, also great. There's no crying in baseball. Like, Madonna's in that, Gina Davis.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah, Rosie.
I love that.
Leave her alone, Jimmy.
Zip it, Doris.
Doris.
We're going to need that as part of
yeah,
hockey.
We're going to need that. That's a good one. Anytime anyone's mean.
Zip it, Doris.
Leave her alone, Jimmy.
Yeah, leave her alone. Leave her alone, Jimmy. Is that Rosie O'Donnell? Is that
yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right. More death.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is, you know, look, I mean, Penny Marshall's tragic, but I think someone who dies at 35, you know, that's...
Uh-oh, who's that?
It's the same guy, Colin Kroll. He's the HQ Trivia CEO.
Oh.
His girlfriend is now weighing in on it, saying, yeah, I was partying my ass off with him. I left early hours of Saturday morning and didn't hear from him the rest of the day. And that's, I think, Sunday is when they sent the police for a wellness check and
so
found
she's
him.
A heroin chick?
Apparently so.
I think that she left him for dead.
She says he was alive and well.
Mm. Wow. Cameras are going to come out.
What's her name?
Let's see. They are not saying her name.
Here's the thing. I partied my... You did too. You still do. We partied our asses off in life. Heroin is not a party drug.
No.
Heroin is serious business.
And it's scary to me. Like, there's certain things that I will do and certain things, like, I will never trip. I will never take heroin. I would never try meth. I've seen what it does to whole towns. Like, there's right. just, you know, things that I'm like, I don't want to try something that I might like too much. I like too many things too much already.
I just feel like that's not a dabble.
Agreed. No one dabbles in heroin.
Well, everyone may start dabbling.
Sure, I'm just dabbling. And then the next thing you know, you're totally not dabbling
anymore.
Your
nose has collapsed into your face.
Dude.
I swear to you.
I've been thinking about that nonstop.
Me too. So Artie Lang is a story that Sarah did earlier in the week on Monday, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He's a guy, a comedian,
talented.
An actor. He was on Mad TV, but he's very famous for having been on Howard Stern's show for a while. He was a writer and someone who...
Sure. Just
had antics, I guess.
Right.
But the fact that his most recent photo or appearance in public was his face has collapsed from drug use.
Yep.
It is horrifying.
It is horrifying. It really makes you think, boy, drugs, no.
Well, there's no going back from what he's done to himself now.
Well, I mean, I suppose, look, I agree with you. I suppose there's a way to put... Did you say they take part of your ear away?
They take your ear cartilage and put it in your nose.
That sounds great.
It works.
Well,
I've seen it done.
Or you could just not snort so much cocaine and heroin that your nose
collapses.
He wasn't a bad looking guy too. He wasn't handsome like, you know, movie star good looks. But
he would let himself go though. He was pretty big. Toward the last few times I've seen him, which
sloppy,
is
he looked like
a slob, mm-hmm. Like he had really let himself go.
Right. Well, that's
sure.
When all you do
the
is drugs,
whole not caring about anything right. But getting your drugs in. So this HQ Trivia guy, this is the guy who co-founded the company that ran HQ Trivia, which a lot of people know about. It was a big. It's still getting played for sure. They still offer cash prizes. So a drug-fueled night with his girlfriend. This was, I guess, last Friday night. She says he was fine when I left him. She told investigators she was with him Friday night before he was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. They were both doing drugs. She says she saw him doing cocaine and heroin. She doesn't say what she did. The girlfriend says she left his place in the early morning hours of Saturday, and he was alive and well. But then she didn't hear from him all day. And contacted the police to catch up with him. The cops found him early Sunday lying face down in his bed with drug paraphernalia nearby. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
My question to you is, have you ever hung with someone that didn't partake?
While you were partaking?
Yeah, like what up? And I don't mean just heroin, but like maybe she did just sit there and let him do heroin. But I'm saying, did you ever hang with someone who, let's say they smoke pot and you didn't? Or they drank and you weren't.
I mean, I suppose.
Did you? What? You hang with someone who smokes cigarettes and you don't, which is also weird. But well, I usually feel like people, birds of a feather.
Flock together.
Yeah. Well, I've been that person where people are doing stuff around
absolutely.
Me. And I'm like, no thanks.
Well, and I mean.
But a boyfriend?
Have you ever babysat someone who's on LSD?
Yeah.
That happens.
What'd you say?
Babysat someone who's on LSD? No, but I mean, I would, because I wouldn't do it. And I wouldn't say that you couldn't, so I could be your babysitter.
Yeah.
I'm not volunteering for that. No one do that.
Well, no one on that stuff needs a babysitter, or they don't want one.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, you're killing my buzz, Linda. Get out of
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Oh, I would think you'd, because if I was ever going to do it, I'd be like, I need six babysitters.
No,
I need to be surrounded. I'm going to do trust falls.
I'm not trying to sell it to anybody, but you don't need a baby. You'd be like... You don't see this or you don't understand what I'm talking about?
No,
can
I would
not...
say, hey, I'm going to go, I'm pretty sure I can fly. So I'm going to go up to the top floor and jump off. And that's what I would want my babysitters to be like, we're pretty sure you can't fly. Why don't you go look in the mirror for a while?
Okay. I think you're mixing angel dust up with the, anyway.
Oh my God, we're so late. All right. So hold on. I got to hit the new buttons
here. All right.
Here.
Let's see if you do it, Sarah.
Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
On standby.
Christmas, everyone.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Good morning, everybody. We're so close to Christmas. I can smell the candy canes. I don't know. What do you smell at Christmas time? Like at the pine?
The trees,
I can smell the I can smell the scent of pine.
Mm.
I can smell cookies, bacon.
Mm.
Oh, I got to make cookies. Do you guys do Christmas cookies at your house?
They made cookies the other night. It's awful.
No, it's great.
Oh, God.
The sugar and the frosting and
what kind
the sprinkles.
Of cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, chocolate chip.
They made terrible. Chocolate chip.
Oh, so they didn't do like the Christmas shapes. Oh, I got to get out my Christmas shapes. Oh, I'm so excited.
You're talking about butter cookies.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the little sugar cookies that you decorate.
We'll make those, I think, this weekend.
Oh, that's so good.
You know, as you get to
that. You give them to your neighbors, you know, make little plates of cookies.
Oh. If your neighbor gives you cookies.
Oh, I eat them immediately.
No, not.
Oh.
What do you give them?
Of course you do. Do you give them back? Do you make some cookies and give them back? Like Helen gave us cookies.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
We had the neatest moment, too, because Helen doesn't surface much, and so she came out and she goes, hey, and I'm like, oh, hey, I always see Helen when I'm rinsing my surf gear, you know, like every now and then
she's a neighbor of yours,
she's our next door neighbor, but she comes out and she's got a thing of cookies, and my kid goes, Helen, and runs over, and I was like,
sweet,
that is awesome.
that is
she
awesome.
Reacted, you know, well,
mm-hmm.
instead of was like, I don't think, I you know, whatever.
Or shy.
Busy, self, yeah. being selfish, yeah. you know, right. as kids can be. Anyway, it was neat.
She's liking the people
so
around
So I should
her.
Give
nice.
Cookies or no?
Sure.
I wouldn't give Helen back cookies.
Well,
I would give
if that's
her,
what you're making.
Have Isla make a little thank you card with a candy cane on it, maybe something like that would be cute.
All right, I'll
or,
do that.
Or, like, I like to give, if I make something, I hate to say Mexican, whatever, if I make extra pasta sauce. I'll give that to my people next door.
I see. Jar it up and say,
yeah, when I do crock pot stuff, I have extra.
Oh.
So I'll give my neighbors some stuff.
Nice.
That's nice. What are you doing? Just in jars or something?
Yeah. I have a couple like mason jars.
And then they give them back to you when they're done?
Yeah. I want my stuff back.
Yeah. Give me back my jar or you're not getting any more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Good to know.
Time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Visit Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly at the top of each hour from 5 to 10 p.m.
All right.
Here's what's happening. Let's play a game!
Oh, it's time to play a game! Yay! Remember, multiple choice. I always give you multiple choice.
Yeah, I know.
Dun, 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 dun,
oh, do we
dun,
not have
dun,
that?
Dun.
No, it's just that
it.
I was really caught up. Dun, dun, I didn't get a chance dun, to, like, dun, you know,
oh, there we
all
go.
Right.
Get going today.
Yeah, we have a whole new computer system in here, you guys. This is the game we're playing today.
Bear with us.
It's the how do we make this station work?
Okay, Sarah.
I'm ready.
The very first video to play on MTV
the
was...
The Buggles! Radio killed the radio star.
Video killed the radio star by the Buggles.
Did I just win?
No.
Oh, damn it.
What?
What was the second video?
Can you give me some choices.
To play on MTV.
Okay. What are my choices?
A.
Okay.
You Better You Bet by The Who.
Oh. Mm.
B. Asia, Heat of the Moment.
Oh, ooh, that's good.
C. You Better Run by Pat Benatar.
Mm.
Or D.
Oh, D. Oh, geez. There's a lot of choices.
Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
I'm going with that one. Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
What was the second video?
Rod Stewart. What was it? Was it The Who?
It was You Better Run by Pat Benatar.
Funny. Oh.
She was all over MTV.
Yeah,
I remember.
She was. She did that one video and she was super pregnant in it. Remember that?
What? No.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
What?
It was for...
I thought she hated kids.
Maybe... she's got kids.
Love is a Battlefield?
Love is a Battlefield. Why did you think she hated kids?
Because one of her songs is called
song.
Children Are...
Hell
are,
is for Children.
Hell is for Children.
That's not about hating kids. That's about don't beat your children.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought she hated kids.
Crank this up. Here we go. You better run. You better hide. You better leave. My side, yeah.
So she was pregnant when she did this?
No, she was pregnant when she did, like, Love is a Battlefield or one of them.
The video, you mean?
Yeah, she was pregnant in the video.
Man, all I right, thought she hated kids this whole time.
No, she loves kids.
So I want you
to
not
Hell is for Children. It seems really mean
hell
to me.
Hell is for Children.
It's
wow.
Because it's,
about, you know, she says, be daddy's good girl, don't tell mommy a thing. Be a good little boy and you'll get a new toy. Tell grandma you fell off a swing. Because hell is for children.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. I just was like, wow, she hates kids.
No, she actually does not want you to beat your kids.
Ah.
That's what
Well,
is.
Don't worry, I do not.
Love and pain become one and the same in the eyes of a wounded child. Because hell is for children.
All right. Got it. Well, and you didn't get the...
I didn't, no.
You lose.
She got half. Does she get 250?
No, I don't get anything.
You didn't get half? You lost completely.
Yeah, no. I said that.
I thought you got the first one right.
Oh, no, that was... Everybody knows that
no,
one.
No, the question wasn't what was first. The right. question was, what was second?
Okay.
So doesn't that mean that he gets to take $5 off his tally?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. That's not how games work.
I stumped
work.
You.
Nope.
Loser.
I lost the game.
Look at you.
But you still owe me $110.
You sound like a poor sport right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, my God. You're right. I'm a terrible sport.
Whatever.
You're L's backwards. Loser.
You're saying you're the loser, Vinny.
Yeah, you're actually aiming that right at your own forehead. Try the other hand.
Wow, that hurts. You would have to notice that. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Oh, really? Me again?
Yeah.
All right. Because hell is for children. It's good.
Do you think it would be possible, Vinny, if on Friday that you and Sarah could do some kind of duet of some kind?
That sounds like a great
idea. A duet?
Yeah. How about a Christmas song?
You mean we'll sing?
You can play the guitar and I'll sing. Well, or we could sing together, absolutely.
You could sing, or she could sing, you play the guitar.
What's up with the AC/DC song that we've been promised for?
I'm working on it. I have the music, I just haven't gotten to play.
Which one is it, Problem Child?
That's the one you want, right? Why don't I do Pat Benatar? Isn't that right in your wheelhouse?
It's not, just a little high for me.
Oh, it is?
I think so, some of it.
You were sounding good a minute
I thought
ago.
You sounded great.
Yeah.
Some of it's kind of high. Yeah, Hell is for Children's easy, actually.
Well, what's the one? What's Hit the me one? With your best shots,
oh,
the one, right?
That is not the one. I actually actively hate that song.
You hate?
I do.
That song.
It's the one everyone does for
I know
her.
What
I
you
act,
mean.
I'm just like, if I never hear that song
I
again,
know
it's
what
too
you
like,
mean.
There's so many great Pat Benatar songs.
How
that
about
one
Fire
is,
and Ice? It's just this one got so played out like
yeah. oh
30 years ago that I'm still not.
Make it go away. And it's unfortunately, it's also the easiest one to play.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see if Vinny can play it. Let him go. Don't.
Come on with you. Come on. You don't fight fair. Yeah, there it is. Here we go. We're just going to do it right now. Well, you're a...
No, forget it.
Do it.
Oh, see?
I was willing
see
to... I actively hate that song and I was willing to do it.
Well, I don't even know it, but I could learn that.
That was pretty good, though.
Well, that was it,
chords.
Right?
Yeah, that was it.
That
yeah.
was perfect.
Do not learn that one. Please don't. Because I don't want that to be the your go-to.
Seems like
and
he
now
already
I
knows it. He doesn't even have to learn it. It's like right there, ready
Same
to go.
Same chords.
Don't make it difficult for Vin.
Yeah, why are you trying to be so difficult?
Just,
all right, well, let's marinate on this.
All right, let's marinate.
And we'll visit this.
It's only 2 days, Yuzi.
Exactly.
How about a performance at like 7:30 today, since he already knows it?
Oh, perfect.
Maybe I'll just sing with you.
Sing a Christmas song, something. Whatever.
I don't know.
How about if you sing with the recording of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree that I did one time?
How about if we find a Christmas song and we get the karaoke and we split verses?
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, we'll find an
Perfect.
Easy one.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe it's cold outside?
Oh. It's low. Can you sing low? I'm ready for a question.
Okay, here's the question. And I know that you love to party.
Yes.
You love it.
I do. Well, it's not just the party. It's that I like to jam, and I get very nice and lubed up with the
right.
with the drinkage.
But you love to party.
Sure, partying's really
I mean,
fun.
You party every weekend for
yes,
the most part.
I really do.
Yeah.
I am kind of a weekend binge drinker. There's no question. Not proud of it, but it is true, and I'm not going to change anything.
One of the things about this article
it.
That,
Is
well,
it, yeah. getting a little old.
Forget about that, though. Your kids are raised. So the question
is, oh my God.
For parents who are going to be partying this holiday season, how do they handle their hangover the next day when they're back on? You know, like, so you've had someone watch the kids, you've come in from, oh dear God.
We're all right.
Philip!
No.
Bring a towel.
No. It's, I didn't even
she
spill
didn't
a drop.
She didn't spill.
Didn't spill a drop.
Okay.
He's looking in.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, listen, when you have little kids and you know that's your responsibility, you do have to curtail your activities.
So that's actually, as I started to read the article, I thought, how in the hell did you handle that?
I just didn't party. Like, you know.
You didn't?
No. My kids were, no.
So you just put partying on hold and hung sort of in the house for the most part?
Yeah. You know, you just have family time. Like, you know how that is. You sort
well,
of are
I know
committed
how
to
I'm doing
having
it now,
a whole
but...
family and you're busy with that. And then you get a little older and your kids get a little older and you start to get some friends from, you know, the other parents at school, which is where I made all my friends from.
I guess that's it. You didn't really have that crew until the kids went
kids
to school.
Kids were a little bit older, yeah.
Ha!
Yep. Or, I'll tell you another thing. When John and I, when we had little kids, we had a deal because I wanted to sleep in one day a week.
Right.
I never would get to. And then with the kids, they would get up at 5 or 6 in the morning because they're horrible. So Saturdays, I got to sleep as late as I wanted. Sundays, he got to sleep as late as he wanted. So because Sunday, I wanted to get up early anyway so I could get to sleep that night for work. And so I could have some drinks on Friday night knowing that I didn't have to get up on Saturday morning, and he could have some drinks on Saturday night knowing that he didn't have to get up on Sunday morning.
So the article is just about how parents often plan for the party the night of, but they don't plan for the next morning and the hangover. Yeah. And they say over a quarter of people knew the situation the next morning was probably not safe. Like they were still ripped.
Oh, still
waking,
ripped.
Well, you wake up ripped. Do you know that feeling?
I don't think I've ever woken up ripped.
Hung?
Hung for sure.
I mean, that's kind of still, you're not yourself, right?
Right, that's true.
Anyway.
You're a lot shorter with your kids. Go watch cartoons. Mommy does not want to play with you. I'm not playing Candyland. That is not happening.
Last night we played Uno.
Oh, Uno's so fun.
You know it?
Yeah. Oh, God. Uno's great. Hard with little kids because they forget to say Uno all the time, and then you have to like curse them with the extra 2 cards. You know, can't let that slide. Rules are rules.
Yeah, we.
Sorry, you didn't say Uno.
Did you let it slide?
Well, it was our first game, but our big problem was, I don't have any blue. We're like, you don't tell us that. That's not.
Right.
I've only got red. You don't tell us that either.
Yeah.
That's not.
Just start picking cards, kid. Let's get a fistful going.
Right.
Did you play red when she said, I don't have any red?
Hell
that's
yeah.
Good parenting.
That's how you do
yeah,
it.
I mean, we were, she lost. She didn't win. Mom won.
How did she feel?
Mom, she loves to win.
Now, how about the other one?
The other one was okay because I also lost, so it was fine. I think that, you know.
She lost with someone.
If right. you would have won, would the whole house have just been so upset? Be honest.
There is a, you know, boys against girls thing going on there that
you got to hold it up for the boys.
Well, I don't really.
You need to start winning at Uno.
Let's just call it what it is. It's boy against
right.
girl.
Well, I just
girls.
Well, the cat, Leo.
I don't realize they're so bent on getting me until they start to say stuff like, you know, no dads and stuff like that.
I have absolutely been ganged up upon by my entire boy family, and they're all against me because I'm so good at games. And then I take even greater pleasure in crushing them.
Oh,
how
man.
Dare you team up against me? They're all like actively conspiring to sink my hand.
That's what's happening to me, too. It's weird that we have the opposite scenario going on.
It is. Huh. We lead like mirror lives.
Yeah.
I live close to work. You live far away.
Oh, right.
I have boys. You have girls.
Uh-huh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
My ex would smoke pot, and I never smoked with him, says 510. It's a weird thing to be with someone, in my opinion, that isn't up to the same stuff as you. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to be with someone who smoked.
Oh, no.
I'd,
oh, God, no. I'd definitely start smoking again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doing it. Your breath is rank. Your clothes are rank. Go take a shower before
you
we do
you sound
it.
Like you're dying when you cough in the morning.
Right. I mean, I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then the pot thing, I mean, I used to get my first girlfriend ragged on me nonstop about me being a pot smoker. Mm. Always. Mm. Oh, God.
You're
Jesus.
Not stoned again.
Look at you. And I'd be like,
what?
What is your deal, dude? Why don't you get off me?
Bumming my trip, man.
Wonder why I don't show up sometimes. Because this is how you react when I come by.
Yeah. Boy, we put up with a lot when we're kids and we don't know we can just go F off.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It's all about the nookie, I guess.
408 says, you know, whatever version of love you have at 16, I had for that chick. So.
It's the uncured version, you know. You don't have years of experience behind you. You go, this is not happening. We are not a good
fit. You're ruining my buzz all the time.
Yeah, I need to find a girl who's going to smoke pot with me, I guess. Or at least not be so judgy.
408 says, what's the PETA alternative for birds of a feather? I don't know.
Oh,
I think birds of a feather is fine.
No animals get hurt in the birds of a feather
it's
thing.
It's just about being...
It was to kill two birds with one stone, feed two birds with one scone.
Yes.
925 says, the learning from the morning are, if you have who for gift exchange, give him a picture of himself. Those are his favorite gifts.
Oh.
Recent Shutterfly gift.
Mentioned
as
the blanket. He did, but his mom was on it, and the kids were on
it. His grandma,
yeah,
too.
The grandma,
big picture
yeah.
of the grandma. That's a great.
And it wasn't
that was a
selfies
great,
of me. It was
gift.
Me with people I love.
She was a
love.
Little kid. Yeah. I love that gift. Hey, so is that living on your bed now?
It is. I sleep with it every night.
Oh, do you curl it around yourself? And is it nice and warmy?
It is warm. Cozy. I don't curl it around myself. I lay it on top of the other blankets, and it's there. It keeps me warm.
Nice.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that incredibly thoughtful gift, which I'm so appreciative for. Thank you with all my heart, sincerely.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny and crew.
You're
longtime listener. Could you wish my daughter Yuki a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Yuki.
That is Yuki, right?
Is it UKI?
YUKI.
Yuki. Sure.
It's not yucky.
Here's another one since we're doing birthday. Would you mind saying happy birthday to my son, Connor? He freaked out when you read one of my letters a while ago, and I thought he'd get a real kick out of hearing his name on the air. He's a great kid and is turning 10 today. Oh. Double digits, baby.
Oh. Yuki is six, so happy sixth birthday.
And thank you to your parents for raising the next generation.
Exactly
right. We appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. I'm going to do, what is it called, the Hot 100? We're going to do 100 songs.
Yeah, that's right, the Hot 100.
What?
Sarah and Vinny.